Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
In the great state of Texas, or you're crossing your fingers, even though you don't like the bill, that you might get the stimulus money you desperately need, or maybe you don't fall into any of those categories. Lucky, lucky you. You might fall into the category of accepting the bribe because of the vaccine that so many aren't actually taking. Publix, a huge grocery store chain in Florida, is offering employees who get COVID-19 vaccines a $125 store gift card. Look for more of those kinds of things to follow. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend and you were warm and safe wherever you hail from. People listening to us across the United States or off of our shores. It's going to be an interesting week. That's for certain, and the Democrats have a big test coming up on this almost $2 trillion bill that includes the stimulus of $1,400 for individuals, in most cases, who are making $75,000 or less. So the House Budget Committee meets on Monday to formally consolidate the entire package that includes a third round of those checks I mentioned, a minimum wage increase, there's a lot of pushback on that, and then help for K through 12 schools to reopen for in-person learning, and also a kickstart or a renewed unemployment insurance benefit before they expire in mid-March. So the idea is to move swiftly to get the package to the president's desk before the unemployment insurance benefits lapse. I think that's part of what they're keying in on, the Democrats are. If the bill is amended by the Senate, then the House would likely take up the package again during the week of March 8th. It is a race against the clock, is what the Dems are saying. The Republicans, most of them, are saying they can't jump on this, so it won't be bipartisan passed. For example, even some like Joe Manchin, if you look at Joe Manchin and where he falls, the Democratic senator from West Virginia, he's saying that he's just opposed to a $15 minimum wage, saying it should be raised to 11 an hour. So he could be a defector from the Democrats. And there are progressives who don't think it goes far enough. It will be interesting conversation on what will the timing look like on this thing. Who knows? Because then when you look at when taxes are due, they're going to be due when they normally are in April. That date is not being moved. That's not being rolled in any other direction. So the thought behind this round was whatever the taxes were in 2019, unless you already filed them for 2020, that's the number they would go on for stimulus. And that can be different for some people between, obviously, 19 and 2020, what those taxes are. So there's a couple of interesting things included in this crazy $2 trillion COVID relief package. But I think there's people that desperately need help, especially those that are stuck on the unemployment line and can't seem to get off of that, especially because of the pandemic. There's no question about that. What happens when you have somebody who couldn't be more liberal? I mean, probably the most liberal, maybe one of the most liberal on the Hill, who comes to your state because she's raised $4.7 million in relief funding for the people who are suffering in Texas, and you're getting the heat for in the Senate among your own peers and in your own neighborhood for taking off for Cancun, then turning around and coming back when the optics don't look so good. That's exactly what happened to Ted Cruz, who's handing out water while Congresswoman Cortez is raising money for Texas. I mean, she did. She began her fundraising after the freezing temps took over the state and left millions without power or clean water. And, I mean, they're getting close to 5 million. So this is a big, big fundraising effort and a disaster site visit, too, as well. And a Houston Public Media reported that the money raised by AOC is going to go to the Houston Food Bank, Family Elder Care, Feeding Texas, the Bridge Homeless Recovery Center. You get it, right? So the Congresswoman visited Texas on Saturday, helping distribute food at the Houston Food Bank, and temporarily, I'm not saying they would vote for her if she were running in the state of Texas, but she's representing New York where she's from. There are people that would never get caught up in anything with AOC. But the message she said is, let's not get people caught up in a bunch of red tape. Let's get this assistance out the door. Let's get people what they need as quickly as they can. I mean, you got to hand it to her for that, right? Because dozens of Texans have died because of the incredibly harsh conditions brought on by the temperatures that plummeted. And there's been a lot of criticism, of course, about the power infrastructure, which is largely cut off from the rest of the country. Not all, but largely cut off. A family on Sunday filed a lawsuit against Texas's grid operator, Electric Reliability Council of Texas, saying that the gross negligence led to their 11-year-old son's death. That was one of the saddest, saddest stories. He was playing one moment the day before in the snow, and he was dead the next because of hypothermia. And I think there may be some other lawsuits probably coming up on the heels of that, too. I mentioned gift cards to get employees to roll up their sleeves and take a vaccine. What would it take for you if you don't want to take one? Almost 500,000 people have died in the U.S. from COVID-19 since it cropped up about a year ago. And now there are vaccine centers that are popping up, and there are more conversations about when will everybody get through that list and get the shot and get their vaccines. And there are a lot of people that simply do not want to do it. They don't want to get the vaccine. They just don't feel safe. So in light of that, corporations are trying to figure out ways they can get people to get the vaccine, and one of them is to give out gift cards, and that's exactly what Publix is doing. No word on how many people are taking them up on their offer. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word Rapid Test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
And where are we? Anthony Fauci kind of took one back over the weekend. He warned Americans might need to wear masks for another year. Yeah, so you can see that there are all kind of masks that are popping up all over the place. And I guess it's just something you got to get used to, right? If you're not used to it by now, because we're almost at 500,000 virus-related deaths. When he was asked point blank again and again, he's asked this, is what do you think? He's saying, yeah, you could still need to wear them in 2022. And making up the millions of vaccinations delayed by winter storms last week is part of the push too, to make that happen and then try to hit that number of herd immunity. Everybody tries to compare numbers. You know, this is why numbers are so interesting to me. Well, remember, there's, you know, is it apples to oranges, or does that stack up when you're talking about something that happened previously? So when you talk about the 500,000, which we're really almost there, more, I saw this interesting, I thought this was interesting. More Americans have died from COVID-19 than on the battlefields of the world wars and Vietnam combined. And I thought, you know, as much as I've read and as much as I've talked to people, is that right? And I start to look at those numbers, and it is right. It is shocking when you think about that. And again, on the battlefields is what we're saying. That's the thing that you have to look at. So, new virus cases are down. That's good. Deaths are slowing. That's good. And those who want the vaccine are getting the vaccine. The concern is, will there be enough people also getting the vaccine? It's weird because the concern is people who want the vaccine, there are a billion on the list. And people who don't want the vaccine, ooh, I hope there's not too many of them, because then that's not going to get to herd immunity. So, I mean, we know, look, you look at thick cities or rural areas, and one in 670 Americans have died from COVID-19. In New York City, more than 28,000 people have died, right? Or one in 295 people. That's scary, right? Los Angeles County was just terrible. They had 20,000 people perish. One in 500 has died of the virus. So depending on where you live, but you're talking about 500,000 people. That's it, bottom line. And I've told this story before. I don't even know much about her, but my great-great-grandmother died from the 1918 influenza pandemic that killed 675,000 Americans. She was one of them. I didn't even know she existed until this happened, and I had an aunt who said to me, oh, yeah, you know, your grandmother, it was your great-great-grandmother was your great-grandmother, but not, there was another one. So it's like, wow, I had no idea. I'm still trying to track that down. It's definitely true. But, my family moved on. When she died, they moved on, and then, the great-grandfather remarried, and then that's what happened. But the daily deaths are slowing down. About 1,900 deaths in America are reported each day. As of Saturday, the toll was 497,221, right? Because they, looking at the metrics and measuring the metrics, right? Now they're saying if that keeps slowing, we could reach about 614,000 deaths by June 1st. And we keep hearing the same things. What are the factors? Guidelines, mask wearing, social distancing, the speed of the vaccinations, herd immunity. But then you have the tricky dilemma of the variants. And what does that mean? And the blows that is delivering to Europe. What is that going to do in the United States? And are the vaccines effective? I mean, we've already confirmed that the first case of the South Africa variant is in New York. It's already in New York, right? So what does that mean? So is it effective or not? You get the COVID vaccine. Is it effective against these different variants or not? And this was somebody who was somebody from Long Island, and they had traveled and the first time around, right? But it wasn't the first case of the South African variant to be found in New York. So it was detected in a man from Connecticut who was hospitalized in New York City. And that variant carries mutations that help it latch on more tightly to human cells. Well, just the best news, right? And it may help the virus evade some antibodies. That's the scary part of that. That's the dangers posed by new variants that might be more infectious or resistant to vaccines, particularly as the state vaccination effort continues to be hampered by limited doses, you know, by a limited supply of doses. So it's a race. It's a big race. The ability to vaccinate and the variants that are trying to get in there. I mean, 2 weeks ago, South Africa halted the use of AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine because evidence emerged that it didn't protect people in a clinical trial from mild or moderate illness caused by that variant. That's scary. So now our FDA is working on a plan to update vaccines if the variant surges in the United States. So should we be optimistic? Is it better if you wait longer to get the vaccine and then they've got something in the vaccine that helps against the South African variant or not? Or do you have to get vaccines again? I don't think they're saying that. Nobody's saying that. But it's scary what I just said about how it attaches to the cells and what does that mean, right? I mean, so far we're looking at two vaccines, a third vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, but they don't have enough of that vaccine. And then what else is happening in the world? What else is going on for others in the UK, in Australia, and what kind of variants may pop up in other places? And so to me, when you look at the variants, that is the thing that is so frightening. So when Fauci says, yeah, you could be wearing this mask from 2022, I'm taking him at his word, probably. If Dr. Fauci, who was on a bunch of TV news programs on Sunday morning, and he keeps getting quizzed about the variants, because I would do the same thing. What's going to happen with the vaccine? What about returning to school? And everybody wants to know, whatever the normal is, when does that normal happen? And pretty much what he said is, you can probably expect to be wearing masks in 2022. So be prepared. Hopefully you have your stash everywhere with you. I mean, now it's so big that, and it's also become this thing that people have different kinds of masks that you can, because you forget the mask, you can have it. So it's almost like, you know, you used to have chains around your glasses. You see people with chains around their glasses because they forget their glasses. And now that's exactly what they're making for masks, so that you have it around your neck and you can pull it up so that you don't forget it when you jump out of a car. So the backup with the storm, the variants, there still is so many questions that are hanging around that even the top medical expert can only go so far, the chief medical advisor for COVID-19, who is Dr. Fauci. I mean, 2 million of the delayed doses had been shipped. So you're putting your foot, as he says, on the accelerator and you're pushing. And where does it end up? And how long does all of this take? And when is that herd immunity, if in fact there is that herd immunity? I mean, look at Texas, the storm, terrible power, water out for too long. And now some sites have been reopened. But they had been assigned almost 600,000 first doses of the vaccine for the coming week. And what does that mean for the people who were lined up to get that? And what about people who were looking for second vaccines? Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many states are dealing with the after effects of winter storms, including roads blocked and airports closed. The U.S. is now struggling to get coronavirus vaccine doses out, and it's falling behind schedule. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on ABC's This Week says they do have a backup plan.
We've been able to get about 2 million of those 6 million doses out. We expect to rapidly catch up this week, fill that backlog, make sure they're out to communities, and also meet our deadlines and our timelines of the doses that are due to go out this upcoming week.
The U.S. has now hit on a grim milestone with 500,000 coronavirus deaths. According to John Hopkins University, California has also reached a milestone at just under 50,000 deaths. The good news is that coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are now steadily declining in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog says Iran is continuing to allow entry into their nuclear sites, but now with less access. Iran has been pressuring Europe and the Biden administration into returning to the 2015 nuclear deal. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
First, Joe Biden is intent, determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Second, he believes that hard-headed, clear-eyed diplomacy is the best way to do that. And so he's prepared to go to the table to talk to the Iranians about how we get strict constraints back on their nuclear program. That offer still stands.
Sullivan appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Electricity has finally been restored to millions of people in Texas after a winter storm knocked out the power. Utility crews are working to repair broken water lines in many parts of Texas. There's also food shortages due to transportation problems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Corner. I'm really excited about our next guest. We talked off the air, and I think half of the things that he's done are actually on my so-called bucket list, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to do them. I'm an adventurer in a much different way than he is, and you know that. Many of you know that from listening to this show. His book is a game changer, Many Worlds to Conquer. It will inspire you beyond belief. Joling Halbertsma joins us now from the UK. Joling, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me.
So the book, you know, Many Worlds to Conquer, I don't know that in our lifetime we can conquer all the worlds, and that's part of what attracted me to your book. Tell the listeners what it's about.
Well, the story is actually pretty straightforward because I'm a very ordinary guy. I have a regular job. I go to the office every single day. I sit in front of a computer. I wear a suit. I take public transport. But I've also done a couple of things that other people have described as extraordinary. So I've been to the North Pole. I've been to the South Pole. I climbed the highest mountains in the world. I've escaped from Alcatraz. I've paddleboarded across the English Channel. And that really makes me a very ordinary guy. Doing extraordinary things. And the story is that I'm so ordinary that if I can do this, you can do this too. In fact, you can do anything you want as long as you commit yourself to something. And that really is the goal of the book, just to get people to get out of their comfort zone, to set themselves a goal. And once they do that, they're always surprised at how much they have achieved. So for me, the biggest compliment is people saying, I've read your book. And you know what? Because of that, I have now signed up to that fitness class, to those piano lessons, to those dance lessons. It doesn't mean that you also have to climb physical mountains, but everyone has their own mountain in life to climb. So as long as I can help you do that, for me, that is mission accomplished.
For you, going to the North Pole, the South Pole, escaping Alcatraz, all those things that you've done and more, you mentioned just a couple of them. Did you always have that drive? Did you know that you could do that?
Well, I didn't. And the first time that actually I surprised myself with what I could do is when I ran the New York Marathon, and this was in 1997. But it was actually quite easy. I mean, of course, you've got to train for it, which is what I did. But at the same time, once I did it, I thought, you know, maybe there's more you can do. And that's really, that kickstarted my exploring career. And I think that, you know, I didn't even get started. I mean, there's so much more to do. And, you know, it's been enriching in so many different ways. So, yeah, watch this space.
Would you say that for a lot of people, they hold themselves back because they're just afraid to take that leap? And you took the leap by doing the marathon, and then you said you trained, and voila, it opened an extra gear, I think, for you. Is that part of what it takes?
Yeah, and I think that the most important thing is to accept the fact that you're not always going to be successful at everything. And it doesn't matter if you fail. If you don't get from A to B in one go, it doesn't matter. Just keep trying, and ultimately you'll get there. And once you achieve that sort of mindset that you're saying, I'm not willing to take a risk, I'm just going to get out of my comfort zone, and I'm just going to do it, that's when you really will achieve a lot. I mean, there's so many reasons why people don't do it. There's always that little voice in your head that says, well, maybe I shouldn't do it, but if I will do it, maybe it's going to be next year. There's always an excuse you can find. Just do away with those. Set yourself a goal, ideally make it public so that you'll be held accountable, and you're going to put pressure on yourself, and that's when you'll be successful ultimately.
I like that. Make it public. That's key. I hope everyone's listening to that. Make it public, and that way you hold yourself accountable. Of the things that you've done so far, what to you has been the best? I know that's a hard question, but what's been the most exciting?
Well, I think what probably was the most memorable experience for me was going to the North Pole. First of all, because this was an experience, we were in total with eight, that was very bonding. A couple of things could have gone horribly wrong. They almost did go wrong. And, you know, a couple of situations were, you know, pretty edgy. So for that reason, I think the team experience that we had with our group of eight was incredible. But in addition to that, what was very important for us is that we wanted to do this because we don't think that standing on the North Pole is something you can still do in 10 years' time. So with that adventure, we also raised a lot of money for the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, just to make sure that they could continue their climate change research. And we've actually noticed that firsthand what the effects of climate change are, because the ice is getting thinner, and one of us actually fell through the ice. So that was a very memorable experience.
Wow, no kidding. When they fell through the ice, that had to be a scary moment, right?
Yeah, it was. And the fortunate thing is that we were with a group, so we could all pull them out. But think of this. If you're falling through the ice and you're trying to get back on and the ice keeps breaking off, it's very difficult to save your own life. So because we were with a group of, you know, strong, you know, we had a very strong bond, and we're all looking out for each other. Because we did that, we were able to save his life. And, you know, that's also one of the metaphors that I always take away from my adventures, that, you know, there is no I in team. It's very clear. If you work together as a group, you'll be more successful than you being solo working on your own.
Boy, there's another great big takeaway from this for sure. What else is on your list? Because I think people listening to this will find it pretty fascinating, some of the things you've already done, and they'll hear about that in the book, but also what's on your list for the future?
Well, so currently what I'm working on is called the Seven Summits. So that is the highest mountain on every continent. So in December, I will go back to Antarctica. I'll climb Mount Vinson, which is the highest mountain on that continent, and then I got to do three more. So once I've done the Seven Summits, you know, I'm going to have a good think about what else I can do afterwards. But I think really the next frontier in exploring is probably not going to be on Earth. I mean, you see a lot of people especially, you know, people like Jeff Bezos, who are currently trying to explore space. I mean, that is the next frontier. For me, ultimately, it would be my goal as well at some point, if space travel becomes commercial, to get myself into space as well. But let's focus on the highest mountains in the world first. I mean, for me, that's my next objective. I'd be happy if I do that.
I love it. We're speaking with Jolene Halbertsma. You can pick up the book, Many Worlds to Conquer, on Amazon.com or wherever great books are sold. Ultimately, and we've really weaved it into the conversation, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, for me, the ultimate takeaway is just commit yourself, go for it, and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. For me, that is a very important that's a very important point. But at the same time, what I've also been able to do through my adventures is give purpose to my life, because all those adventures I've done, to be honest, you can ask yourself whether they have purpose, whether they have sense. I mean, to be honest, climbing a mountain is pretty useless, because I can guarantee you any mountain in the world has been climbed already. But because I'm inspiring other people, because also I'm raising a lot of money for charity through my adventures, I'm actually able to give purpose to my life. So all these adventures for me now have a meaning, because I'm actually doing something with it. So that's something that was actually more of a byproduct what I've done. But again, it just goes to show, if you get out of your comfort zone, if you go for something, then good things will come along. And it's been a very rewarding experience, and I hope that everyone is going to buy the book, because also, please be aware, all the proceeds of the book, 100%, go to charity. So I don't make any money off this. Everything goes to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And in the book, it also becomes clear why that is the charity that I have chosen.
Yeah, wow. So tell us about that. That's worth mentioning that for everybody listening. That's very big on this show and other things that I participate in. So why juvenile diabetes?
So I don't have kids myself, but my brother, my twin brother, he's got two boys, and the eldest was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 2 years old. And I wanted to help. I wanted to do whatever I can, but there's not much you can do. The only thing that you know is that that young boy has to be injected with insulin 6 times a day. So for me to help the charity, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with their research program, for me that became an incredibly important goal. And I started to dedicate all my adventures to raising money for the JDRF. And you'll be surprised how many people are willing to contribute to a good cause. And that makes the suffering that I go through worth even more. And to be honest, my suffering, it doesn't even compare to what Felix, that's his name, what his suffering is like. So it really has given purpose to me, you know, in my life personally.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared that story, and then you can certainly see more about that in the book, too, because as you mentioned, Jolene, that it's personal for you, and obviously it has more of an impact, too, which, as you say, when you take the leap, who knows what the collaboration could ultimately look like. And then you write this book. Did you ever think you were going to sit down and write a book?
Not really. I mean, a lot of people... just when I talked about my adventure, said, this is inspiring. You've got to do something with it. And I just do this for myself. I mean, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I didn't have any intention to do this for anybody else. But when people said, you know, this is inspiring, I thought, well, maybe I should do something with my story. So that's when I started to do quite a bit of public speaking. And then the obvious next step was to write a book, because that, of course, is how you can reach a much broader audience. And so far, the feedback has been incredible, and I'm very thankful for that. So I didn't think that I would actually write a book, which was also an adventure in itself. But I'm very glad I committed myself. I set that goal. It took me 2 years. But, you know, I'm proud of having done it, and hopefully people will like the message.
Yeah, I love it. Jolene, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Case, for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Abhi Chacker joins us this time around in our virtual green room, and he's written a book. We had a great off-air conversation called The Code is from Allah, and there's so much in this book. It's like several books in one, and we'll explain as we go along. Abhi, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
One of the things that you and I talked about was the change that happened, and how did you make the change to becoming a Muslim? And one of the things that you told me is that you served in Vietnam, and explain that journey for us.
When I returned from Vietnam, I kind of got off track of what I should have been doing in my life. And I needed to find a way to make myself better. And one day, a Muslim brother was selling some fish to my grandmother, and he invited me to come to the Muslim temple. My grandmother, she was so impressed by the Muslim brother that she wanted me to be just like him, because I had started to disappoint her in ways that wasn't accepted for her. Because my grandmother and I was very close before I went to the service. And when I turned to Vietnam, I just had a few problems. But when the Muslim brother invited me to come to the temple, she accepted for me because she was so impressed by him, she wanted me to be just like him. And when I entered the Muslim temple, I was impressed myself, and especially impressed by the teachers of Imam Wahid bin Muhammad.
the concept of the amount was like nothing I had heard before. And right away, from the beginning, I wanted to find ways to share this understanding with more people. And as I began to become more stable in the religion, I became more dedicated to finding ways to share these concepts in a way that people could understand and relate to. So from the beginning, I started thinking of ways to write the book, but the book was written in stages. The first book I wrote was Business, Angels, and the Natural Law of Justice. But I didn't know anything about writing when I started. It was just a trial and error. But as I wrote that book, it took me about 5 years to write because I didn't know anything about writing. I didn't know who to contact. I didn't know anything. But I was able to write it. And shortly after, as I grew in the religion, I thought it was, I began to learn more about the religion and the concepts of the Imam. I had the urge to write another book. And this book was called Quest for Universal Understanding and Search of the Universal Concept. And this book, I poured a lot into it. It took a lot of time because, again, I wasn't familiar with writing or anything. So after I wrote that book, I said to myself, well, this is the end here because these two books represent the balance that I was trying to relate. But then when his passing inspired me to write another book called Understanding the Wisdom, the Insight, and the Secrets of Nine. Because the Imam passed away in the holy month of Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the lunar calendar. His passing is in September, the ninth month of Western calendar, on the ninth day. And I knew this was very significant from his teachings and my own understanding. So that inspired me to write the book Nine. And after writing that book, I said, well, I know I'm not going to write another book. This is it. But then I went on and wrote Understanding the Ark. Now, when I wrote that book, Understanding the Ark, it impressed a lot of people, including myself, because I learned a lot of stuff by researching and reading it. But I learned a lot of stuff on the Ark. And there's a lot of hidden information and understanding the real arc. So I wrote that book. And then I just said I wasn't going to write another one. But then I got the inspiration to write the code of Shemalah. So what I did was I just included all five books together because I know that Allah had to be guiding me in this direction because they fitted so well. And so when I wrote the Code of Shemalah, I just put all five books together, and that's how I came up with the book.
Yeah, so interesting that you went from I can't write this to I have these concepts, this is coming to me, and then you write five, and then you put it in the one book called The Code is from Allah. And one of the things that you talk about in the book is the concepts of nine, and you mentioned it about the Imam. Tell us more about the concepts of nine, because a lot of people think nine is powerful.
Nine is very powerful. Nine means completion. And Allah shows us this in a lot of different ways, especially when we look at the baby in the womb of the mother. The baby's in the womb for 9 months. And nine means completion. And then in our culture, the inside of nine is ingrained in our culture, but it's hidden. For example, nine means completion, and there's nine innings in the game of baseball. Nine holes for completion of God. And in our religion, when you go hard, you have to pass around the Kaaba nine times, means completion. And the Pope, for example, if a Pope passed, you have to keep him laid out for 9 days before they were able to bearing. So nine, there's a lot of hidden meaning in nine. A lot. But nine means completion.
Yeah. And you also talk a lot about business, and you mentioned that that was the first thing that you tackled. What did you learn about business that changed your life?
Well, when I became a Muslim, I started selling the papers, the Muslim Journal. And I didn't know anything about selling. As a matter of fact, I was very hesitant about approaching people because when you approach people, you know, you don't know what to expect. And some of them are disrespectful. You have to learn to live through that. But in selling the paper, I learned the art of salesmanship. But then I started selling other things along with the paper, like earrings. I had a hand-carry earring display board that I was selling along with the paper. Then I started selling jeans, handbags. And then I grew to I had a big tent, bought it by 20 feet. On a street corner that I grew into, and it was very impressive to the community. And one of the newspapers did a story on me because of that. Because not only did I have one location like that, I had two 20-by-40-foot tents, and all two of them was filled with merchandise, and I had about 8 people working for me. So I grew quite a bit.
Yeah, so you learned a lot about... Go ahead.
Let me finish. But I built a motel from the ground also. By selling my merchandise, I was able to buy a piece of property on a highway in Jacksonville. I got it for a good price. And I was able to build a motel from the ground and stage it.
Wow, that's what I was going to jump to, that you had built this from the ground up and learned how to approach people and all of that. We just have a couple minutes left. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I mainly want people to understand the value of truth and insight and how it's ingrained in our culture, but it's not readily available for masses and common people. But I tried in this book to make the concepts as simple as possible so they could be grasped by any and everybody, and as plain as possible to try to relate the value of truth and understanding and how it could make you have you a better life.
I think that sums it all up. The book, you can get it on Amazon. The code is from Allah. Abid, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. We'll see you again next time. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.